So as Brahmachari, sometimes you make it the pride that as compared to Grihasthas, we are in a higher ashram or we are more renounced. So how to avoid that pride and stay focused? Actually, there is a cultural perspective and there is a devotional perspective. From the cultural perspective, the Brahmachari ashram is considered higher than the Sannyas ashram. And that's why when Sarvam Bhattacharya, he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Jagannath temple. So he had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting on a high seat. And although he was going to teach Vedanta to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sat on the lower seat because he was sannyasi. So from the cultural perspective, the renounced order, whether it is sannyasi or brahmachari, the renounced order is meant to be given more respect. And Prabhupada and our movement preserves that culture. At the same time, from the devotional perspective, Kiba Vipra Kiba Nasi, Shudra Kena Nai, Yai Krishna Tattva Vyakti Sahi Guru Hari. Is that actually one who knows about Krishna, a person is a guru. And Naham Vipruna Sinarpati Chetama Prasujas. That I am actually a servant of Krishna. Servant of the servants of Krishna. I am not a belonging to any varna or any ashram. So now, for the sake of the external cultural formularies, it is important that the renounced order be respected by the grihasthas. Because then, when they respect the renounced order, then they will aspire for the renunciation and the devotion, which will help them to advance. So that social structure will be there where householders will to some extent respect the renounced order. But from our devotional perspective, in the devotional perspective, it is usually the desire to serve Krishna and the dedication to serve Krishna that is more important. And who has how much desire and dedication, it is very difficult to say based on externals. So obviously, we as brahmacharis are spending more time in services to Krishna. But then, we also have more time. So I sometimes think that when this pride comes, I think that if I had been a grihastha, how much service would I have been able to do? Because there are so many distractions, so many complications. And actually, in that situation, whereas one has to worry about, nowadays there's so much worry about finances. In Australia, it may be a little lesser than in India, but it is there still. So that itself is a big anxiety. For brahmacharis, that anxiety is not there, to a large extent. Then of course, there is the ever-present temptation. Then further, there is a sense of responsibility of taking care of one's family members. And there are so many social obligations. You go for this person's marriage, go for this person's birthday, go for this party, that. So, there are so many distractions, and amidst those distractions, to be able to continue to serve Krishna, that is extraordinary. And we really can't know who has how much desire and dedication. From the quantitative point of view, we say that I am in an ashram which is dedicated to Krishna, and others are not spending so much time on Krishna also. But which ashram one is in, or how much time one is spending, that is not at all necessarily reflective of how much desire one has. And that Krishna is bhavagrahi. So I have seen many grihasthas whose dedication is much more than mine and much more than many brahmacharis I know also. Of course, I have seen many brahmacharis are phenomenally dedicated. But it's the spiritual advancement is not a function of ashram. So we may end up, if we become proud, all that will happen is that we will just stay in an illusion, thinking I am more advanced, while others will actually keep advancing ahead. Because others are serving Krishna. And actually, when we are proud, what happens is that pride becomes like a wall between us and Krishna. So we have the facility to move faster towards Krishna, but whether we are actually moving faster towards him or not, that's questionable. And even if we have more time to move towards Krishna, more facility, And yes, to a certain extent, definitely credit has to be given. If somebody has renounced the world and become a brahmachari, credit needs to be given for that. But at the same time, we have to see that even our ashrams are temporary. I am not going to be for the rest of my life, for the rest of eternity, a brahmachari. So I am, the brahmachari for me is a tool to increase my Krishna bhakti. And if I am becoming proud, then I am forgetting the purpose for which I became a brahmachari. So actually, humility means to accept honor but to not expect honor. Like you see, the spiritual masters, they may accept the puja offering, they may accept their feet being washed. Now that is actually a part of the culture. They have to do. Now some people may think, oh, so wonderful, my feet are being washed. But quite often, Prabhupada himself, he was so humble. One time his feet were being washed and one devotee was right next to him fanning him. Here Prabhupada saying something. And he's doing what Prabhupada was saying to himself. Krishna, just see how your dog is being worshipped. So Prabhupada is not thinking, I am the spiritual master of all these seven. I am a dog of Krishna. So, the culture requires us sometimes to accept honor. But if we start expecting honor, then we lose humility. So, rather than focusing on the fact that we are in the renounced order, focus on the purpose of being in the renounced order. Then we can avoid that pride. And actually speaking, it's as long as we stay in that philosophical ivory tower. Ivory tower, means that is somewhere high up you are there and everybody is low down. So like that we can be in a philosophical ivory tower. I have renounced the world. These people are all attached to the world. But we see, once we come out of that philosophical ivory tower, she says, I may have renounced the world, but the world has not renounced me. I have still a lot of attachments within me. And they have not let me go. And those people whom I say are attached, they are also so dedicated to Krishna. So, if we see that, then we can avoid that pride. And more importantly is that pride can lead to a fall. And there are it becomes very unfortunate. Sometimes the brahmacharis are very proud and arrogant. And then pride comes before a fall and then they fall down. And the same grahastha they looked out at, they become a grahastha and they don't even follow the standards which the grahasthas whom they look down upon are following. So, certainly, pride is, even if somebody doesn't fall, still pride is very detrimental to our bhakti. And most importantly, it is based on a distorted conception of reality and a distorted understanding of the purpose why we are practicing brahmacharya. And so we see that both grahasthas and brahmacharis are basically like, we are all in the same army of Krishna and they are in one regiment, we are in another regiment. It's not that they have surrendered to Maya and we are alone fighting against Maya. They also have to fight against Maya. To some extent their fight has to be more down to earth. As I said, they have to deal with relatives, they have to deal with finances, they have to deal with so many things. It's basically two different regiments, but we're all fighting together. So, if I start thinking my regiment is better, then you just think my regiment is better than yours, but the enemy is attacking you. Fight the enemy, that is more important. So, by seeing that commonality, that we are all devotees of Krishna, and we are all fighting the war against Krishna, yes, at different levels you may fight, but you're all fighting for Krishna. By seeing that commonality between us, and by seeing our purpose, we can avoid the problem.